I know I've told you before, but seriously, tease and delayed orgasm is my actual favorite game to play. I really love to get you so horny and turned on that you can't think straight. There's just something about it that tickles me. Maybe it's because when you're that desperate for release, you become pliable and obedient. Or maybe I like it because the sensual sadist in me just plain gets off on your suffering. Could be that when we play tease and delayed orgasm games, you finally, deeply, truly understand exactly what your place is in the hierarchy of life. I'm a dominant woman. This means I find most men to be useful only when they beg. Is it any wonder, then, that tease and delayed orgasm games appeal to me? What better method is there for reducing you to a sniveling weak puddle of begging need? Nothing works as fast as simply telling you to wait a little longer before I let you come for me. Just a couple minutes more, it'll be better, and then you can finally let go. Just wait. Right here, in this moment of excruciating need and lust with only one thought in your pretty little head, and in a minute, I'll give you permission. Honest. Let me play my favorite game with you, and I bet I can make it your new favorite game, too. Let's see how long you can stay on the edge of orgasm for me. How long you can stay horny and desperate to please before you jizz all over yourself. Can you be good for me? Or will you be disobedient and orgasm far too soon for my pleasure? I want to hear you beg for permission to come for me, just so I can laugh and tell you, not yet, but soon. For more, visit my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call me at 800-601-7259. Beg for Harper.